With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass issued a curfew for downtown Los Angeles Tuesday to stop the vandalism and looting. She said in a news conference that she had declared a local emergency and that the curfew will run from 8 p.m. Tuesday to 6 a.m. Wednesday. The curfew will be in place in a one-square-mile section of downtown that includes the area where riots have occurred since Friday. 23 businesses have been looted so far. President Trump says he has a goal in sending in the military to Los Angeles.
I just want to see peace. If there's peace, we get out. If there's even a chance of no peace, we stay there until there's peace. And a lot of people are being arrested. The rioters, or whatever you want to call them, they better know. A lot of people are being arrested. They're going to be in jail for a long time.
California Governor Gavin Newsom continues to fight President Trump's efforts to arrest criminal illegal immigrants. Newsom's now proposing a boycott against federal taxes. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says a decision to boycott could lead to criminal tax evasion. Senator Josh Hawley calling on Congress to raise the federal minimum wage from $7.25 to $15 an hour.
The Missouri Republican says for decades, working Americans have seen their wages flatline. He told The Hill a major culprit in that development is, quote, the failure of the federal minimum wage to keep up with the economic reality facing hardworking Americans every day. Rebecca Paxton with the Pro Business Employment Policy Institute argues any precipitous rise in the minimum wage would eliminate jobs, limit opportunities for workers, and cause many businesses to shut down. Bob Agner reporting.
A big food distributor that supplies Whole Foods said it was hit with a cyber attack that could disrupt supplies to some stores. United Natural Foods reported Monday the company had to take some systems offline to deal with the attack and that it has temporarily impacted their ability to handle orders. This is SRN News. Parents win a court battle in Florida.
Moms and dads in Naples objected to plans for an open-air drag show in honor of Gay Pride Month, fearing that children in the vicinity would see it. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals agreed, ruling that the show, which features men dressed as women, could only be held indoors. Liberty Counsel represented the plaintiffs and issued a statement saying, quote, the First Amendment does not protect an obscene drag performance in full view of a children's playground. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Giving to the Catholic Church has fallen sharply in recent years as the full extent of the global priest sex abuse scandal has come into focus. After hitting a high of $101 million in 2006, tithing to the Catholic Church hovered around $75 million during the 2010s and then fell to $47 million during the first year of the pandemic. The Vatican is still immensely wealthy. This is SRN News. The rise of artificial intelligence is fueling an explosion of college financial aid fraud.
Crime rings are deploying so-called ghost students, chatbots who enroll in online college classes and stay just long enough to collect a financial aid check. In some cases, professors have discovered that almost no one enrolled in their class is real. To fight the fraud, the U.S. Education Department has introduced a temporary rule requiring new financial aid applicants to show colleges a government-issued ID to prove their identity. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Democrat Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs vetoes a proposal that would have banned teaching or promoting anti-Semitism at the state's public schools. The proposal would have exposed educators who violate the new rules to discipline and lawsuits that they would personally be responsible for covering. More details at srnnews.com.